One day I happened to spill water on my apron, and I spread it out to dry before the fire which was flickering on the sitting-room hearth. The apron did not dry quickly enough to suit me, so I drew nearer and threw it right over the hot ashes. The fire leapt into life, the flames encircled me so that in a moment my clothes were blazing. I made a terrified noise that brought Vinny, my old nurse, to the rescue. Throwing a blanket over me, she almost suffocated me, but she put out the fire. Except for my hands and hair, I was not badly burnt. About this time, I found out the use of a key. One morning, I locked my mother up in a pantry where she was obliged to remain 3 hours, as the servants were in a detached part of the house. She kept pounding on the door while I sat outside the porch steps and laughed with glee as I felt the jar of pounding. This most naughty prank of mine convinced my parents that I must be taught as soon as possible. After my teacher, Miss Sullivan, came to me, I sought an early opportunity to lock her in her room. I went upstairs with something which my mother made me understand I was to give to Miss Sullivan. But no sooner had I given it to her than I slammed the door, locked it, and hid the key under the wardrobe in the hall. I could not be induced to tell her where the key was. My father was obliged to get a ladder and take Miss Sullivan out through the window, much to my delight. Months after, I produced the key.